Hi everybody on Audio Boo today. I hope you're all well, and to anyone who is celebrating Chinese New Year today, Happy New Year to you guys. I just thought I'd come on here and do a few things actually, because there's a few things that I need to talk about and that I want to update you guys on really. And I haven't done one of these update things in a while, so I thought it's appropriate that I do it today. So first of all, last night I went to see Les Miserables, or Les Mis, as people usually call it, just for the abbreviation, and it was fantastic. It was really, really good. I've never seen it before. It's probably one of the only West End musicals I've not seen, apart from Phantom of the Opera, but I'm planning on going to see that soon because Vocalizer are doing a performance of that soon, so I expect I'll be going to that with my friend. I went with my friend last night and we had a jolly good time, I'll say that. We had a few laughs actually in the intervals. I'm sure if Alice is listening to this, she'll know what I'm talking about. but it was really, really good. I loved all the songs. You know what? It actually made me realise how much I enjoy all the songs from it. And I was I downloaded a lot of the songs from iTunes this morning. So I've got most of the Les Mis soundtrack on there. But I would highly recommend it to anyone who's visually impaired, because, to be honest, I think the sound and the singing and the audio boo audible. I can't talk today, and the audio and, you know, the sound effects and all the gun sound effects and that kind of thing, it's really quite it creates this really good ambience, and it's really, really well done. And the way they've done the stage is brilliant. I mean, but they've had enough practice because they've been running for so many years now. But I really enjoyed it. And I when I went in there, I said, oh, you know, there's going to be gunshots. And my friend said to me, yeah, there is going to be. And we were in the performance, and I've kind of, during the second half, they started having gunshots. But if any of you have been to Warhorse, you'll know how bad the gunshots are in that. But they're not as bad as the ones in Warhorse. I love Warhorse, but it's so loud. I actually had a funny story, which I might do in a separate boo, actually. I'm not going to do it in this one because there's too much to, you know, say in this one. But suffice it to say, not as loud as Warhorse, but equally very good, and probably one of my favourite ones now. I've got so many that I love, but I have some favourites in particular, and that's among one of them. So I would recommend that if you've not seen it yet, or if you're debating on what to go to, that would be highly recommended. I might do a boo actually on my favourite musicals on the West End, for anyone who's interested. So that'll be a separate boo to this one. So let me know if you're interested. So, okay, a different topic is on, fashionista.com per se. So I've basically been doing some posts today because I'm indoors waiting for this bloody dishwasher to arrive, which has not come yet, and I'm getting really annoyed. And I'm just sitting here waiting for it, and I might have a choc ice in a minute because I feel like one. Random thought, but there you go. But yeah, anyway, so I am doing some posts today on different things, and one of them is on Chinese New Year and Oriental fashion and that kind of thing, because it's still quite popular. So I thought it'd be nice to do like a post on that. And I'm kind of halfway through that, so hopefully I should be finished soon. And I'm also going to be putting that on Insight Radio today about Oriental fashion. We've got a few projects on the way now. I'm working on a few new things, kind of working with other people who are setting up forums on Audioboo and stuff. I can't mention a lot because it's not my project, so I can't really talk a lot about it. I mean, one of them's half mine, but we're not quite finished on it yet, so I'm not going to say anything until it's up and running. I'd also like to say thank you for all of my new followers for joining me, and I hope you're enjoying these boos. And I'd like to thank all of you for your messages that you've sent me. Be assured I will get through to you guys. I've been very busy, and I was out all day yesterday. And today, to be honest, I've slept in because I didn't get back till like 12 o'clock at night, because it was quite a late performance. And then obviously getting back from all the way like from Piccadilly and stuff to back to Charing Cross, and then back to my local station where I live. It's been like, you know, a bit long-winded, but there you go. It's this is what you do when you want to go and see good performances, which was lovely. Also, I had exciting news from my Audioboo neighbour, Jeff Thompson, who runs the Blind Abilities channel. And if you're interested, I'll put the channel name in the down bar so you can check the channel out if you've not already. And it's so far my introduction to fashionista.com has got over 100 hits, and that is really surprising since it's only been on there for just about a week now, so I'm really, really pleased with that. So that's really good. I'm hopefully going to be doing some more features this week on my website. So one will be on accessible magazines, and this is actually partly why I wanted to do an update, because I know quite a few accessible magazines that are for visually impaired people, like that either Insight Radio cover or that are transcribed by the RNIB. But I also know ones that obviously are on iTunes on the newsstand, and I'm going to do a feature on kind of the best ones and the ones that you get the most value for money and the, you know, personally the best ones for kind of trend covers, and that's going to be sometime next week. I'm not too sure when, but I will endeavour to get it up hopefully by the beginning of the week, but we shall see, because SAs are calling me again. Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a tight one, but I'll be able to get it up on there soon. So if you've got any kind of suggestions, or if you if you would like me to look into certain magazines, they're all going to be fashion related, by the way. They're not going to be on other subjects, just fashion and lifestyle. So, but I mean, obviously I do read other magazines that are, you know, not fashion. I love Sky at Night. I love all those kind of magazines. I like all the journalist writer magazines that I read sometimes. I mean, so I have an interest in other kind of magazine topics, but it obviously, for the purposes of my blog, it's going to be just on fashion. So any comments or thoughts, then just let me know. Also thought I'd give you an update about something else that I don't think I've mentioned on here. I've completed two of my New Year's resolutions already, and they are, I'm now a vegetarian, which I'm very pleased about, and it's going really well, actually. I'm not missing anything at the moment meat-wise, apart from satay chicken, but I'm going to try and find a vegetarian corn version of that, so hopefully I'll get there with that, because I need to know how to make a good marinade. I'm really kind of just, I'm enjoying it, to be honest. I just feel a lot better in myself. And, you know, also, I think it's just nice to try corn once in a while, because corn is good, better for protein and stuff. So if you think, you know, you'd like to try it, then why not, you know, try being a vegetarian for a month, see how you go. And if you don't like it, then just go back onto meat. I think it's a great kind of health lifestyle thing as well. It's not even just about not eating meat. But I'm not going to enforce what I think about it on anyone, because I understand that everyone's got different needs and has, you know, that they have their own lifestyle choices, and you know what, that's fine. I think what works for everyone else, but me personally, I'm very glad that I'm a vegetarian now, because I've been wanting to be one for years. And the other thing I wanted to mention, oh, my dog is snoring. Freddie! Yeah, that stopped in. Sorry about that. My dog's a bit fat. This is Freddie, my other dog, by the way. Not my guide dog, Yinty. She's not fat. But my little Cavalier King Charles Spaniel is doesn't like to go for walks. And as a result, he's getting a bit tubby. And he's a bit older now. So he's just very grumpy and likes to sleep all day. But Yinty's had a reason. She's been working. And she was out late last night. So she's upstairs asleep. So I can't blame her. But Freddie doesn't do anything. But still, he likes to just snooze all day. And the last thing is that I have adopted a tiger from the WWF, and my one's called Carmita, and she is a Bengal tiger with two cubs, and she is looks very pretty from her photographs, so I'm really pleased that I did that. So that is it for my life update, boo. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you check out my blog and see the new features going up. And if you've got any requests for features, I've had a few, and I'm going to get round to it, and I'm going to start making more YouTube videos for anyone who's interested, and more audio description stuff. So please kind of keep your comments on that coming, because I do enjoy listening to them, and I hope you all have a fantabulous Chinese New Year weekend, or just a general weekend if you're not celebrating it. And thank you for listening. So bye.